Matt, if only hockey was 40 minutes long, but lines improving every week.
Absolutely, you know, it's we came out to play tonight, we went down an early goal, probably 7 or 8 minutes in, and just lapsing concentration, trying to make a pass that wasn't really there. Defenseman took advantage of it, quick goal, probably changed the momentum of the game again, but, you know, we came back, we worked hard, got our heads down and really grafted, and it was good. We picked up a couple of quick goals again and went in 2-1, so yeah, we're really happy with that. And then you know, we also they pegged us back again, and it was a bit of a, that second period was 1-1, and last period we talked about it in the changing room, that, you know, this game was far from over, and that we had to concentrate mainly first 5 minutes, and the first 5 minutes they put the puck deep and they worked us over, and they got their chances and they took them, and it was a bit of a, you know, 4-3 they went up, and still a long way left in the game, but we battled back hard and we tried our best, and some areas we need to improve on and we've got to focus on, but you know, it was really a one goal game, obviously, with the empty netter at the end. We had to pull the goal in and give it a go, but it obviously wasn't to be. So yeah, lots of work to do, but realistic, the lads have got their heads up, and we're going to go at it again.
One thing that we can take from it is the Lions are competing in every single game.
Absolutely, and that was the thing, you know, we were told that we weren't going to compete, and we've proved any doubters wrong so far. You know, we've still got a long way to go and lots to learn, and we're a young team, and we've got some experience, and we talked about that in the changing room, about the experience rubbing off and pulling the players up to a better level and a better standard. We've got to move that puck quicker. We've got to do the simple things and stop trying to overplay at times. But no, they're a good team. They're a solid team, and I say, coach at the end of the game said, you know, it was your game, you deserved it. We pretty much robbed us of the win tonight, but you know, we deserved it. You know, we worked hard, but you know, it doesn't count for anything. It's all right, you know, love Martin to bits and Grubby and whatever it is, but it means for nothing. You know, they still walk away with the 2 points tonight, and you know, that's the way of it. So we've got to roll our sleeves up, get our noses dirty, work hard in training, and get refocused again for Whitley Bay next week.
A lot of really strong individual performances tonight, particularly I noticed from the youngsters, Cameron with the third goal as well. Are you pleased with how they're performing for the Lions?
Yeah, they've really worked hard. You know, they really grafted tonight. But again, it's good, positive signs. You know, and that's the thing, is about remaining positive. You know, this is a marathon. We spoke about it already. It's 36 games, and we're only on game number 3. And you know, obviously, probably tonight a little bit more frustrated, because you know, we probably didn't expect to get anywhere near the first two games against Telford and Hull, and tonight I think the boys you know, expected and worked and are probably a little bit disappointed, you know, a little bit down in the room a little bit, but you know, we've had a chat about that, and you know, we've got a long way to go and we've got a lot of work to do. We're still missing a couple of players tonight, obviously key players, so that will give us a little bit of a bit more flexibility. We can move a few positions around and we can make a few changes. So hopefully when we get that full lineup, we'll be ready to, you know, full flying all the way, you know. So just again, once we get that first win under our belts, and some guys not just, you know, just not putting the puck in the net yet. Once they put the puck in the net, they'll you know, get that monkey off the back and they'll be ready to go.
Whitley, you mentioned next week, a high scoring game for them tonight. It was 6-9 between them and the Dragons the last time I managed to check whilst our game was going on. Is it going to be high scoring next week?
I know we've got to just come in, focus, look after our back end, and then worry about putting the puck in the back of the net, but we've got to look after our defensive zone first, and then work up the ice, and yeah, really be sharp. We've really got to be on top of our game. Willie's already quite a tricky place to go. A lot of players might not have played there, and it's a long time since we've been there, but obviously it's by the seaside, so while we've got a bit of light, we might be able to take a trip up there, so that'd be nice. But yeah, it'd be good to see how we're doing, you know, how we compare against these teams now. So yeah, it could be high scoring, you know, you never know. So we'll just come to work and try and put two on the board.